the Sea Hound. Network presents The Adventures of the Sea Hound with Captain Silver and Jerry. As the wily Commodore Boom Boom eluded our Sea Hound friends again, yesterday we heard how Tex and Kukai, pursuing him in the Spray Hound, the ship's launch, were forced to abandon the chase because their gasoline supply was exhausted. Captain Silver and Jerry, with Alf, the Cockney sailor, picked them up in the Sea Hound and started back for Iquique, still hoping that swift Chilean battleships converging on the scene might yet capture Boom Boom and Iko, the Jap wrestler. Well, now it's nearly 3 o'clock in the morning, and the scene is again Iquique Harbor. With her tanks replenished from the Sea Hound stores, the launch lies alongside the big catch as if ready to start for shore. Jerry, Tex, and Alf are on board, and there's Captain Silver just appearing up the companionway. He runs across the deck and leaps onto the Spray Hound.
All right. Go ahead, Tex.
Did you call Sandy Quaker, Captain Silver? What do you have to say?
Oh, just a moment, Jerry. Wait till I get settled here. There. Well, now, here's the latest communique right from the firing line. Warships have reached the position given them by Tex, and they're combing the seas in a southwesterly direction.
Well, golly, we knew that. Have they sighted Boom Boom?
No, not yet, Jerry.
Oh, I see.
Don't be so impatient. They've got a difficult job trying to run down a small boat that has the whole Southern Pacific to hide in.
Yep, right, Hill. Why, they were swinging those searchlights all around us. Not one of them sighted Kukai or me.
Yeah, Tex, but we knew that an hour ago. They'd reached the spot where you were. And still they haven't found Boom Boom.
Don't forget, Earlin. In an hour, Boom Boom could have traveled 40 or 50 miles. That aircraft of his'n was fast. Just as fast as a Spray-Hound.
Well, let's not give up hope just yet, Jerry.
Golly, if he gets away again...
Then he'll have to be found again, that's all. Tex.
Yes, Captain Silver?
As soon as you put Alf and me ashore, I want you and Jerry to go back to the ship and turn in. It's almost 3 o'clock in the morning.
You going to stay ashore, Captain?
Yes, I am, Tex. I'm going up to St. Equatius and keep in touch with the chase after Boom Boom.
Oh, Jiminy Crickets, can't I go, Captain Silver?
At 3 o'clock in the morning? Oh, no, Jerry. No, I want you to go back to the Sea Hound and get what sleep you can. It's too late for you to be up.
I'll see that he hits his bunk, Captain. You're going to use more shut-eye myself. Got their spell ahead riding back to the harbor here want no more than that. I'm still rocking a little.
Well, next time you'll remember to watch the gas tank.
I'm going to roll this critter up to our scupper first thing in the morning, Captain Silver.
I say, Mikey.
Yeah?
I know there's a place you can get petrol at Old Blooming Notch.
Where?
Right next to where my ship is docked and loading. I'll take you there if you like.
Sure. And then we can drop you right alongside your ship. Which way is it?
Just beyond La Hina Wharf.
Oh, that's easy. We'll put Captain Silver ashore and then we'll take you around there.
Thanks, matey. I'll show you where you can get the petrol.
So, Ronnie, what a night it's been.
I bet you never expected to go to sea again tonight, Alf, did you?
Did I didn't, matey. I'm only sorry we didn't catch the bloke. That Iko man. He turned out to be a one, didn't he?
Well, you've been a big help to us tonight, Alf. And a big help to the war, too.
Eh?
I mean by linking up Boom Boom and Walman. It's Walman, undoubtedly, who has been tipping off Boom Boom about ship sailings out of Iquique.
Strike me pink. Maybe I saved me own neck. Maybe the blighty would have attacked us when we sailed.
Where are you sailing, Al?
In a day or two. She's loading now.
Captain Silver.
Yes, Jerry?
Did Senor Cuesta say anything about Waldman when you talked to him? Did they catch him?
No, he didn't say anything, Jerry. And I clean forgot to ask him. I was far too interested in hearing the latest about Boom Boom. Oh, they've probably picked Waldman up by now. Iquique is not a very big place. Police know every corner of it.
Who is this tall Waldman, anyhow? And why were they all so surprised when I said I'd seen him with Iko and the bloke what tried to shoot you, Captain Silver?
Why, he's an insurance man here in Iquique, Alf. Marine insurance. That means he insures ships and the cargoes on ships.
Yes, I know.
An ideal spot for anyone who wanted to keep a raider informed about ship sailings. probably knew about nearly every ship that came into the harbor here. And his work made it easy to find out about the rest.
Here we are, Captain.
Oh, fine, Dick. Don't bother to tie up. Just pull alongside the wharf. I'll manage to climb up.
Aye, aye, sir.
After you drop Al for the ship, you and Tex go back to the Sea Arm. Turn in, Jerry.
Yes, sir. But how you get back on board?
Oh, Senor Cuesta can always get me a launch. Well, I'll say good night, Al.
Good night, Captain. I'm pleased to have met you.
Come aboard whenever you like, as long as you're here.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Captain. We'll make it now, I think.
All right, thanks, Tex.
Okay. Good night, Tex. Go ahead. Be on board.
Good night, Captain.
Good night, Captain Silver.
Which way now, Al?
Up to the end of the dock, matey, and turn to port.
We ain't far.
Okay.
Sit up here, Al. There's plenty of room.
Thank you, matey.
Here, drop right down.
Thanks.
So you don't know just when your ship is sailing, huh?
We're not there to the mate. This won't be long. They're loading in there.
What's your cargo, partner?
Yes, I don't know.
Huh?
When we're in port, all I do is sleep aboard it. I don't pay no mind to what they're loading or unloading.
Well, where are you going when you leave here, Al?
I don't know that either. They don't usually tell us till we're well out to sea, and sometimes not even then. However, the wireless operator aboard is my friend, and he says he's heard rumors we're for home this trip.
For home?
England, matey. That's home to me. It'll be the first time in 2.5 years. I hope I get time to run up to London and see my old woman.
This way now, Al?
That's right, matey. The Lerita's just beyond the wall.
What's the name of your ship, Al?
The Lerita. It's a Spanish name.
Oh.
She's owned off and off by some port here in Iquique and a British line. You'll see her in a bit. You see where those lights are shining beyond the edge of the dock?
Uh-huh.
And that's where she's moored. You'll see her there. Wait a bit. Oh, blimey.
Oh, what's the matter?
They're still loading her. They must have been working all night.
Hey. That's ore some kind of loading.
Blimey. We'll be pushing out soon or my name ain't Smithers. That's why they've been working all night, I think. We are due out soon.
Where do you want me to put you ashore?
Well, there's a nice place just beyond the ship. You cut across her bow and turn in. And the petrol place is right there, too.
Okay.
I wonder what kind of ore that is they're loading.
I don't know, matey.
What do you think it is, Tex?
Oh, I'm darned if I know, Helen.
Would it be copper, you think? I've always heard they load a great deal of copper in it.
Copper? Why, sure, that's what it is. Copper ore. Chili sends out a raft of it. Captain Silver told me.
Hey, look over there, matey. You see?
Huh?
You can put me ashore right there, where you see that landing stage. And your petrol place is right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You better cut the motor, Tex.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's all ashore that's going ashore. I'll say good night now, mate. So you needn't wait at the landing stage. Good night, Jerry.
Good night, Al. Gee, I'm glad we bumped into you.
Yeah, I'm glad to have met you, too. Good night, sailor.
Good night, Al.
I hope you have better luck the next time you meet Sea Cow.
Yes, I hope this is there be a next time. If when he tries that hominy-eye business again, I'll smack him down. Just like Captain Silver does.
If we ever meet him again, we'll turn him over to the police.
Yes.
Oh, who's that?
Ah, somebody there on shore.
Yeah, well, I know him. He's a mate of mine on the Lerita. Ahoy! Max Meade!
Ahoy! Get ashore, man!
Gee, sounds like he wants you on shore.
Well, I'll soon be there.
I'll go for it and make it fast.
Don't think of it, matey. I can off ashore. I'll go for it. You just nose her up to the landing stage and I'll hop off. Hello, I see you. Good night.
Good night, Al.
Good night, Al. Smooth sailing.
Thank you, matey.
Alfie, where have you been? Max and me have been looking everywhere for you.
Hello, Max Sweeney. I've been having a bit of a joyride.
Oh-ho. And who might your friends be in the elegant launch?
They're from that beautiful catch in the harbor, the Sea Ann.
Oh, you mean the private yacht? Oh-ho. Consorting with the idle rich, are you? You know that we almost sailed without you?
Sailed without me? Why, they're still loading.
The last load, they'll load this trip. We're sailing in 3 hours, perhaps two. And every mother's son of us is due aboard immediately, if not sooner.
Right, mate.
Well, now, tell me. Did you have a good time aboard that yacht?
Did they wine you and dine you?
Wine and dine me? Feel that damn for me.
Huh?
They sailed me 50 miles out to sea.
Oh, did they now? Perhaps you'll be after telling me why.
Yeah, let's have a bit of a wit, and then I'll tell you the whole story.
Well, Barrett's is after waiting for us at the wine shop up the street a bit. Come along.
Now, which pub is it?
Here, this way, this way. Now, be after starting your story.
How did it like to you get aboard that private yacht? Well, I'll tell you how it happened, and it's gospel, matey. It's gospel. I happened into the Wrestlers tonight.
You mean the man that threw McGovern?
The same.
The whole waterfront is talking and nothing else.
Well, as I say, I happened in there. Wait a minute.
Hey, what are you going after?
Let me go.
Where are you going?
I want to get a look at that chap across the square.
Where? I don't see anyone.
Blighter, why don't you let me go?
Come here.
Now, he's turned down that alley and I'll never find him.
He's a crazy ass. Who is the lad?
He looks like a cove named Waldman.
Huh?
The bobbies want him.
Waldman? Who's he?
He's a spy. That's what he is.
What?
Now, I've got to tell my pals. Then let me go.
No, you don't.
Come on now.
So they didn't wane you and drain you, eh?
Oh.
Well, you're as drunk as a lord, Al.
Oh, I ain't.
Boy,
let me go. Come here, you.
No, you don't. Spy. Somebody named Waldman. Why, you're drunk,
Al. Come off it. Let me go.
Here, you come along with me now. Between Sparks and myself, maybe we can sober you up enough to get you aboard.
No, no, no.
Come on.
Did Alf, the Cockney sailor, really see Senor Waldman lurking about the waterfront? But that means the Kike police have so far failed to find him. And what is his business near the freighter being loaded with a cargo of copper ore? There's more excitement coming, so maybe you'd better tune in tomorrow for the further adventures of the Sea Hound. Until tomorrow, then, as Captain Silver says, smooth sailing. The Adventures of the Sea Hound are written by Frank Dahm. The director is Cyril Armbrister. And the program comes to you from New York. There's a job for you in Navy Blue, and it's a mighty important job. To release fighting sailors for active combat duty, thousands of women are urgently needed now in the wave. They are needed to perform behind-the-line tasks like map-making, camouflaging, parachute rigging, aircraft instrument maintenance, and many other jobs that must be done to win this war. The pay is excellent, and attractive uniforms are provided without charge. Specialist schools will train you for jobs that may lead to interesting careers after the war. Any American woman between the ages of 20 and 36 with at least 2 years of high school and with no children under 18, is eligible for enlistment. Apply today at your nearest Navy recruiting station or Office of Naval Procurement. The illustrated booklet, The Story of You in the Navy, will give you the complete story of service in this branch of the Navy. Write to The Waves, Washington, 25, D.C., and ask for a copy. This is the Blue Network.